This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Later today, we are expected to find out more details linking 22-year-old Tyler Robinson to the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Robinson is expected in court, where murder charges against him will be formally charged. Meantime, the spread of misinformation around the killing continues to grow.
Analysts finding posts that falsely allege Ukrainians are celebrating Kirk's death, also blaming Ukraine for his murder. One post included a fake quote from actor Pedro Pascal responding to a fake statement from President Trump. And another claims the BBC warned attacks against conservative leaders would spread to Europe. The organization says a large bot network is promoting the posts to push false narratives without any evidence or validation.
ABC's Rena Roy. The White House now saying it plans to send the National Guard to Memphis. Israel beginning its ground offensive in Gaza as a body of UN experts concludes there is reason to believe Israel is committing genocide in the Gaza Strip. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Allen. Madison State Senator Kelda Roy has announced her candidacy for governor yesterday. Roy joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley as high-profile Democrats running to replace Governor Tony Evers, who announced in July he wouldn't run for re-election. Five dogs die and a woman is arrested for leaving them in a hot van for hours in Madison over the weekend. The Wisconsin State Journal reports a 68-year-old woman left seven Great Danes in her van for more than 5 hours. Officers found two of the dogs dead and four were taken to a vet. Three of them had to be euthanized. And the Wisconsin State Patrol is focusing on railroad safety this week during C-Tracks Think Train Week. In 2024 in Wisconsin, four people were killed and seven injured, and there were 32 railroad-grade crossing incidents. An additional five people died and four people were injured trespassing on tracks.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM. City weather.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 61 for a low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you got to check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining you 6:05 with Hall Notes on Max FM.
What I want.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:12 on Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today it's going to be sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 60. On Wednesday, sunny, a high of 84. On Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 58. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. On Friday, we do see a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 78. Looking into the weekend, it looks like we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms to start the weekend, and that possibility continues throughout the weekend with highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it is 60 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Don't miss our flash sale in progress at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. Today, we have 50% off a $25 certificate towards food items at the Green Vine. That certificate till 9 a.m. today is just $12.50. No code required. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. The Green Vine offers fresh, made-to-order smoothies, teas, specialty drinks, wraps, salads, ice cream, and more. Again, this $25 certificate is just $12.50 to the Green Vine today at maxfmbigdeals.com till 9 a.m. for our flash sale. It's also a mobile device certificate, so you can get that certificate immediately. Again, half off that $25 certificate towards food items at the Green Vine. Just $12.50 till 9 a.m. today. Shop local and save big at maxfmbigdeals.com. Coming up this morning, we have a very busy schedule. At 7:10 this morning, we have Police Chief Carloni from the Baraboo Police Department. He will be stopping in to talk with us about flock cameras and municipal court. If you do have questions for the police chief, you can text those to us now, 608-355-9970. You can also comment on our Facebook post on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Or if you want, we are taking callers, 608-355-9970. Right around 7:15 this morning, again, Police Chief Carloni will be in talking about flock cameras and local municipal court options. So that is happening today. At 7:40, we will be celebrating our celebrity birthdays. If you know of anyone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you can text those in now, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. At 8:10, Emily and I are going to talk about modern stressors. Yeah, there's some very interesting things there. And then at 8:40 this morning, we will have calendar days. So yes, all sorts of things happening. But if you do have any questions whatsoever for the police chief this morning, please text those in now, 608-355-9970, or text them in via the free Civic Media app. We want to get those questions ready to go for him this morning, so please text those in now. We don't want to miss any questions. We will go over and check our Facebook page in just moments as well, just to see if we have any questions there. So again, any questions for the police chief, text those in now, 608-355-9970, or text them via the Free Civic Media app, or comment on our Facebook page. We will have Chief Carloni live in studio right around 7:10 this morning. Hanging with Havel and I will be back on Friday as we preview the Packers game against the Browns this coming weekend. We did see a little bit of local football action, or not local, national football action. Very interesting first game last night. I stayed awake and watched the first Monday night football game. For those that may not realize, there were two football games, and the Bucs beat the Texans in the final seconds on Monday night football. Kind of a crazy way to see that game end, and honestly, it was a very low-scoring game to get the game started, and I actually got to watch the whole game. It started a little after 6 o'clock last night, which was kind of nice, because then I got to watch the game before I actually went to bed last night. So, yeah, good football there. I did not get the chance to check the score of the second game. That one started like at 9:05 last night, and there was no way I was staying up that late this morning, because, you know, I need to be here with all of you, and I don't want to miss that by oversleeping whatsoever. Coming up, we got Lou Bega right here on Max FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. Liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you, maybe.
the fact. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:25 on Tuesday morning. Coming up, we will have a full look at our weather forecast and national or state sports and local sports. That'll be up in just moments. This was an interesting story. I didn't even know this existed till this morning. Hundreds of people named Ryan got together in New York this weekend for an event called Rye-toberfest. They didn't break the record for the most people with the same name gathered in one spot, but they did raise a bunch of money for charity. The Ryan Callahan Foundation supports families of pediatric cancer patients. Here is one of the Ryans talking about this wonderful event. Again, it was Rye-toberfest in New York. They're raising some money, and they didn't have as many people as there as they hoped, but they still raised a lot of funds. Here's one of the Ryans talking about it.
It's crazy seeing this many Ryans in one place. It's so unreal. Just like to everyone's the same name as you.
So that's pretty cool. Again, they were raising money for the Ryan Callahan Foundation, which supports families of pediatric cancer patients. Again, didn't even know Rye-toberfest existed. So I learn something every single day when I sit down in this chair, which is definitely a good thing. It is pretty quiet in downtown Baraboo yet, just looking outside the studio windows here. See a little bit of activity happening. It is still a little bit dark out there. Sunrise is not happened yet, so we'll keep you up to date on all that as I look on Broadway. No traffic issues whatsoever this morning. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Mike Y here from Weichert Realtors Great Day Group. I want to tell you about a beautiful mid-century colonial home I have listed at 420 14th Street, Baraboo. It will blow your mind with its 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 2-car attached garage. It has an oversized yard with beautiful, mature landscaping and a 3-season room. Patrick, take it away.
I wanted to let you know about a recent price reduction on my listing at 332 4th Ave. This property is fresh on the market and sits in a prime location. It's a fantastic opportunity and move-in ready for the right buyer with convenient locations near schools, shops, and downtown Baraboo. For more information, check out greatdaybrokers.com.
Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market, and we're kicking off September savings you don't want to miss. Fire up the grill with certified Angus beef boneless petite sirloin steaks, only $7.99 a pound, and Family Pack 80% lean ground beef, just $4.99 a pound. Need game day snacks? Stock up on Old Dutch Ripples potato chips, 4 for $11. After the game, grab the new Blazin' Apple Fireball Whiskey, 750 milliliter bottle for $12.99. Shop smart, shop local, and save big. Only at Baraboo Fresh Market, located on Highway 33, Baraboo's east side.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM local sports report. Today we see Baraboo Thunderbirds girl varsity tennis golf at Beaver Dam at 3 p.m. The JV golf team will be playing Wanakee here in Baraboo at 3:30 p.m. We have girls varsity tennis playing Beaver Dam today at home at 4:15 p.m. with the JV team as well. Seventh grade football will be playing at Toma at 4:30 p.m. And we also see that our middle school will be playing Toma at home. Our JV soccer team will be at the Oregon High School today playing at 5 p.m. Eighth grade football will be playing here at home versus Toma at 5 p.m. We have the girls Thunderbird varsity swim team playing at DeForest at 6 p.m. And then the boys varsity soccer team will be playing at Oregon High School at 7 p.m. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a 5-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL. Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So obviously the first drive, it negated a touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple of pre-snap penalties. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 61 for a low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you got to check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. Well, and Stout, he's hanging out with me today as well. He is supervising me today. Yeah, someone's going to keep me out of trouble, or maybe we're getting in trouble together. Who knows? Here's Denise Williams. Let's hear it for the boy on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant on Tuesday morning. It is 6:38 a.m., just shy of 6:39. Let's take a look at our weather forecast this morning. Today, it's going to be sunny and warm with a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 60. Tomorrow, will be sunny, a high of 84. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 58. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 83. On Friday, shower and thunderstorm chances start the afternoon out. The morning will be great, partly sunny with a high of 78. Looking ahead to this weekend, we're looking at shower and thunderstorm chances return with highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it is 60 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. Don't forget, our flash sale is in progress over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Till 9 a.m., we have half off a $25 certificate towards food items at the Green Vine. That certificate is just $12.50, no code required. The Green Vine offers fresh made-to-order smoothies, teas, specialty drinks, wraps, salads, ice cream, and more. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. For more information about the Green Vine and this $25 certificate that's half off, till 9 a.m., go over to maxfmbigdeals.com, shop local, and save big. As a reminder, we have Police Chief Carloni from the Bear Police Department coming in this morning at 7:10 a.m. We are going to be talking about the flock cameras and the possibility of municipal court in the city of Baraboo. If you do have questions for the Baraboo Police Chief, you can text those into us now, 608-355-9970, or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app as well, or you can comment on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. We will be accepting callers around 7:15 this morning with questions as well. I just want to remind everyone that all calls are recorded, and we just want everyone to be on their best behavior as always. And that's what, you know, we always are on our best behavior. So again, Police Chief Carloni will be stopping in this morning, 7:10 this morning. We're going to talk about those two items today. Again, text me those questions and we will talk about those a little bit later this morning. As a reminder, there will be a crime and safety meeting about the flock cameras and how they solve and prevent crimes. This will be held this coming Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m., and they'll be hosted by the El Ringling Theater and the Chief of Police. They're going to, again, talk about flock cameras, and so you can go over to the El Ringling Theater and hear all about that. And if you have questions you want to ask them in person, that would be the opportunity to do so as well. Again, celebrating birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40 a.m. with Emily and myself. If you know anyone celebrating locally, you still have time to text those in to us. We don't want to miss any celebrity local birthdays today. Now, there's a lot of things that happen in TV land. There's no two ways about it. You know, there was some theme songs that hit number one, and there have only been five TV theme songs that became number one hits. Can you name them? Well, guess what? The tropicalfruit.com has a list. The first to do it was in 1974. What was that song? TSOP, The Sound of Philadelphia, but it's better known as the theme song to Soul Train. Yes, you heard me correctly. So, yeah. And so the creator and host of Soul Train, Don Cornelius, wouldn't allow any references to the name of the show. When the single MFSB was released, Cornelius added Soul Train lyrics to the beginning of their music. All right, so that was the first theme TV theme song to hit number one in 1974. Now, another instrumental to win that top spot on the charts was the theme from SWAT by Rhythm Heritage. In 1976, radio stations were playing this officer drama theme more than any other song. So, again, this was the theme from SWAT by Rhythm Heritage in 1976. It features Jeff Porcaro, Toto on the drums, and Ray Parker Jr. of Ghostbusters theme on guitar. So, yes, so that was a theme from SWAT. So, and people were really buying into TV theme songs in 1976 because months after SWAT, John Sebastian's number one hit, Welcome Back, for a new show called Cotter. But the producers liked John's theme song so much, they changed the name of the show to Welcome Back, Cotter. So this will sound familiar.
Welcome back.
So yes, that became, again, another number one song.
Welcome back.
And he called it Welcome Back. And the original show was named Cotter, but they liked John's theme song so much, they changed the name of the show to Welcome Back, Cotter, after this song became a number one hit, Welcome Back. And then, of course, we had a show that premiered in 1984, and that theme song went to number one. Any guesses what that was? This show premiered on NBC in 1984 and became so popular, it famously 80-sounding theme song went to number one on the charts. And all right, I'm going to play it. Again, 1984, this song went right to number one on the charts. So again, we're talking about all those number one theme songs. That was the theme song that went to number one in 1984, the Miami Vice soundtrack or theme song. So yes, and you know, the last theme song to go number one was from The Heights, which is ironic because the theme song hit The Heights, not the show's ratings. In 1992, you know that theme song, How Do You Talk to an Angel?
How do you talk to an angel?
So yes, this theme song went to number one, but the show was canceled. And then ironically, this is kind of something that was interesting. The Friends theme song only got to number 17. And so this is all based on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. So yeah, some very interesting theme songs. Probably the one that was most familiar to me was Miami Vice. I mean, one of the popular ones that is still around is that Law and Order, the da-da, and Our Last Dog. Every time he heard that theme come on, that dog would turn around, stop whatever he was doing, and he was watching the show. So it's kind of crazy how those all work, those iconic theme songs that we all think about. So yeah, it's one of those. If you have one that you can think of that is a really great theme song from TV, let me know. You can text those in 608-355-9970. Kind of curious if there's any that come to mind for you. The Miami Vice was one that definitely came to mind for me. Coming up, we are going to look at our community calendar that is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza Ranch of Baraboo and Leonard Skinner on Max FM.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a brat sale. This will be Saturday, September 20th at Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo. Enjoy delicious brats, hot dogs, burgers, and more. Basco brat sale from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Fresh Market, September 20th. Learn more at booseniors.org. And it's time again for Baraboo Oktoberfest. This will be happening at Circus World in Baraboo. Get a taste of Bavarian culture and celebrate Wisconsin's German roots. Live music, German cuisine, Oktoberfest-style beer is going to all be on tap. Wonderful entertainment kicks off at 3:30. It's $10 in advance at the Chamber of Commerce or $12 at the door. Again, this is September 20th from 3 until 9 p.m. Oktoberfestbaraboo.com for all the details. And make sure to mark those calendars for September 27th. It is Sauk County Clean Sweep. Opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose environmental risks, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. There'll also be fees to collect some electronic items and appliances, as well as tires. This is all happening at the old Sauk County landfill. All the details on what is accepted can be found by checking out their Facebook page. Just visit Sauk County Clean Sweep on Facebook. Again, this is September 27th from 8 a.m. until noon. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Step into an evening where history is poured by the glass. At Wagons and Wine, Circus World's legendary wagons transform into stations for a grand tasting tour. Wander the grounds as 12 historic wagons each feature wines from Wisconsin wineries, making every stop a new flavor and a fresh story. Savor treats for purchase, sip to live music, and enjoy captivating entertainment all around you. It's a rare chance to experience Circus World After Hours, where vintage craftsmanship and exquisite vintages meet. Tickets at circusworld.org.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance, but if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
Thank you. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM. This is ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The alleged head of a robbery ring is back behind bars in the Pacific Northwest.
The man accused of targeting celebrities and pro athletes in a string of burglaries and robberies is behind bars in Seattle, pleading not guilty to 10 felony counts. Authorities say despite a long and violent criminal history, a judge allowed 29-year-old Patrick Masonette to walk free on bail with an ankle monitor after he was charged with a home invasion in 2023. They say he cut off that ankle monitor before becoming the ringleader of this recent crime spree.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Later today, we're expected to find out more details linking 22-year-old Tyler Robinson to the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Robinson expected in court, where murder charges against him will be formally filed. Israel beginning its ground offensive in Gaza as a body of UN experts concludes there is reason to believe Israel is committing genocide. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Allen. Madison State Senator Kel DeRoys announced her candidacy for governor yesterday. Roys joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley as high-profile Democrats running to replace Governor Tony Evers, who announced in July he wouldn't run for re-election. Five dogs died.